Proclamation number 5653 of 16th of April, 1953. Prayer in spirit and in truth. No one will call upon me for help in vain who sends his supplication to me in spirit and in truth. But how should you pray so that your call reaches me? You should not utter a lip prayer, for I will not hear and listen to it because your heart is uninvolved, because you do not establish contact with me but always remain on earth, because you only practice a form which has no life. But even a prayer of intellect does not reach my ear, even though the human being intellectually acknowledges me as God and Creator from eternity and in this belief in me utters words through which he believes to have established the connection with me. I require a different prayer. I require complete trust in me. I require the plea of a child which recognizes the Father in me and comes to him in complete trust that he will help it. A child's trust is the strength of faith, and a prayer sent to me in this way comes from the heart and reaches my ear. Then it is not the human being who talks to God but the child to the Father. Only when a person in the silence of his heart seeks me in thought, when he converses with me, when he unadornedly and undisguisedly spreads out before me everything that oppresses him, when he humbly commands himself to me in my care, when he has removed all barriers between himself and me, if he lets me be present through heartfelt prayer, if he prays in spirit and in truth, then his spirit will swing up to me, or Roman 1, 2, will bend down to my child and its plea will not go unheard. I will not disappoint a child which comes to me with such faith and complete trust with all its requests. I will also reveal myself to it as a faithful father. I will not leave it in adversity. I will not let its faith go to waste, for it does not seek me in the distance. It dares to come to me and yet remains deeply humble, otherwise it would not pray but demand. But a prayer of understanding is a demand which the human being makes of me because he believes himself entitled to it through his acknowledgement of me. Such an intellectual prayer lacks profound humility, for where humility is present the intellect is silent but the heart speaks all the louder. You should pray in spirit and in truth. And you can only do that if you establish the relationship of a child with me. Then the path from you to me is not far, then you can always be with me in thought, then you will also always draw me to you, for then your thoughts will always be directed towards me with love, and I recognize and feel your love and can therefore already have an effect on you through my spirit. And then you will never make a wrong request, for the Father always hears when his child calls to him. Amen.